Let's imagine for a few moments what our life would be like if we could access 100%.
I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for.
I am Iron Man.
Hello everyone, my name is Suryesh Singh. I am a brain expert, memory trainer and an entrepreneur. This podcast channel is about growth mindset, self-improvement, building right habit and understanding more about your career, relationship, finance or any other area of your life.
So today I'll tell you the 7 methods of how you can improve your product and increase your sell. See, this is the third layer of 3-tier system. I've already discussed the 3-tier system in my first and second video. The 3-tier system is a business model using which 1% world population are so successful, like Apple, Google, Starbucks and many other brands. Okay, so if you want to learn how they do it, please go to my first video and second video. The links are in the description. You can watch that. This is about the third layer, okay, the sales area. So I'll tell you how you can improve your sell and improve your product and increase your sell. See, first rule is listen and observe your customer. Yes, listen and observe your customer. Not because your customer knows what they want. No, it's a myth. Your customer does not know what they want. Okay, once Henry Ford said, if I would have asked the customer what they want, they would have only said, we wanted a faster horse. No one would have ever said, we want a car. Okay, so your customer does not know what they want. It's a total myth. You have to listen to them, understand their needs, observe them, okay, and understand their needs and then find out what is the right product for them. Okay, so improve your product accordingly and then give it to the customer. That way you both increase your sell and improve your product. Okay, so that's rule number one. Listen and observe your customer. Rule number two, always show genuine interest in your customer. Okay, at the end of the meeting, how much do you know about your customer? Okay, I learned this rule from How to Win Friends and Influence People by Daniel Karen. And I apply this rule in every of my meeting, in every of my deal. At the end of the deal, I genuinely know something about my customer. For example, I have a company where I give biodegradable products, okay, to restaurants and other franchisees. So I went to a restaurant who was branch of a very, very famous, renowned franchisee. So I went them and I showed them my product. The owner was quite impressed, but because it was branch of a franchisee, he was not very sure, okay, because, you know, it takes higher authority to decide. So 2 days later, he invited me because higher ordinates of the franchisee were coming. These are high ranking chef who comes and visit the branch, in between, so that they can check if things are going right or not. Okay, so these people were coming and he invited me to show them the product. And I was very fortunate enough to have five minutes meeting, because gaining 5 minutes meeting with this high ranking chef is very, very difficult. But I was very lucky that I got that. But I wasn't very sure that, you know, I could explain my product in 5 minutes, you know, because the product was very, very new in the market. And, you know, it was about climate change and so much stuff. So I wasn't very sure. However, I went and I started explaining them. While doing all this, I was waiting for an opening. And finally, when one of the chefs said that I am very interested in, he was talking to another chef. So he said that I'm very interested in, you know, opening my YouTube channel, you know, in social media, uploading my recipes in YouTube, Facebook and Instagram and all this. But he wasn't very sure because he was not very familiar with social media. This was my opening, because now I told him that I can help him, not expecting anything in return. I wasn't expecting anything in return. It was my genuine interest to help him. Okay, this is what the second rule is. Show genuine empathy, show genuine interest towards your customer. So that 5 minutes meeting converted into 1 hour meeting, where I explained him how he can do, but more than that, I listened to him. He was speaking and I was listening. I asked him, what do you expect from YouTube? What do you want to have? What growth do you want to see? What are your expectations and everything? So he told me everything, and in last 15 minutes I explained him how this social media working work, and all everything I explained him. So after that, for the next 30 minutes, he listened to my idea and how me and my partner came up with our business plan, and everything about climate crisis, how and why it is so important that we use biodegradable products. As a result, he just did not allow that product in that branch, but he said that we will be going in different branches and will ask the other branch to use it. Also, because he was a very high ranking chef, he knew other business owners and other people, okay, in the same restaurant business. So he said he would give me the contacts and he would personally ask them to use it. And that did happen. Okay, so the moral of the story is, you take care of your customer and they will take care of you. Okay, so show genuine interest and empathy towards your customer. That's the second rule. Now the third rule, always sell your purpose and not your product. I've already discussed this in my first video, why 1% population are successful. It's about purpose and everything. Okay, so must watch that video. The link is in the description. So always sell your purpose. When you sell your purpose, people who believe in your purpose, they come and buy your product. Now they are not buying product for you. They are buying for a cause which is bigger than themselves. Okay, so they become your genuine customer. Now this customer cannot be manipulated in terms of price point. So you don't lose your customer. They become your loyal customer. Okay, so always sell your purpose and not your product. The fourth is, solve their problem and it's a win-win game. Okay, your product is supposed to solve their problem. You're not trying to convince your customer. It's not a game of manipulation. All you're doing is trying to tell them that your product can solve their problem. Okay, so you solve their problem and they pay you for it. So it's a win-win for both. So always try to solve their problem. It's a win-win for both. The fifth rule is, find a craving and build habit. Find a craving and build habit. See, when toothpaste came first in this world, okay, in the market, world was still going on before that, okay? So people were not very used to waking up and brushing their teeth with toothpaste. This was not the case, okay? Until unless somebody understood the problem and added a mint flavor in it. See, when you wake up, you crave to feel fresh. Somebody understood this craving and then he added that mint flavor. Now when you brush your teeth, that mint flavor satisfies your craving of fresh mint. It gives you a feeling that now you're fresh, okay? And that satisfies your craving. Now, mint flavor has nothing to do with cleaning your teeth. No, it has nothing to do with it, okay? But that adding a mint flavor has made that product a habit. Now you wake up, you feel the craving, so you brush your teeth and satisfy that craving of fresh mint. Okay, the mint satisfies the craving of fresh mint. Okay, that's how this works. So you find a craving and build habit. See, this is how you improve your product. You observe your customer, find a craving, add that craving, add something that can satisfy that craving, and then what happened? When you sell your product, customer use that product and then come back to you again. Again, they buy that product, use that product, and then they come to you again, okay? This is how you build habit out of your product. Like Tinder, Facebook, WhatsApp, all of them are uses this, okay, this formula. Find a craving and build habit. Now, the sixth rule is, if you are not using your product, you'll never be able to sell it. If you are not using your product, you'll never be able to sell it. See, when you're trying to sell your product, you're trying to convince your customer that your product will solve their problem. Now, this convincing is not just about words, okay? It requires some warmness, some vibe, some smile. The way your body should also speak, the way you talk, the way you feel about the product. All of this really matters. And this is only possible if you have used that product and is genuinely satisfied with your product. This is one of the reasons why network marketing is increasing rapidly, because every time when they join a new member, they ask them to use the product first. Okay, so if you are not using your product, you'll never be able to sell it. Now, the seventh rule is personal storytelling skills and demonstration of your product. Okay, see, first you had a problem, you used something to solve your problem. Now that becomes your product. Now you have come in world to use that product and solve the problem for others. Okay, so when you tell your personal story to your customer that how you solved it, you know, how you use that product to solve your personal problem, they'll feel that emotion and come to you. So this is how you tell your personal storytelling. Okay, you must have heard every great businesses have a personal story behind that. You know, every leader has a personal story related with, and they always share that story to inspire their workers, to inspire their people, and to most important, inspire the consumers. Okay, that is how they sell their product. They by telling their personal story, how they felt that they had a problem and used the product to solve their problem. Okay, and also the demonstration of product. How you demonstrate it to your client, how you show it is very important. The best example is example of Sarah Blake. She was given only 10 minutes to make her speech. Okay, so she's used her personal storytelling skill and also demonstrated the product by using it. Okay, then she just did not grab that deal, but now Spanx has made herself billionaire. Yes. That's the power of personal storytelling skills and demonstration of your product. So these are the seven major rules. Okay, please let me know in the comment section what do you feel about it and how you have used it. Okay, and please share it with your friends, family members, or anybody who needs them. So if you want to learn more about growth mindset for your business, for your financial, for your health, and for all aspects of your life, please follow, like, and subscribe. You know all the norms. So please do that and come back again. Thank you.